Actually, brother, testimony should have been here sharing the message because he's leaving Korea. He's migrating to U.S., his entire family. But then yesterday he called me and he said, he cannot make it. So I had no time to prepare the message. But then God woke me up 2 a.m. I slept 10 p.m. and then woke up 2 a.m. So I slept 4 hours, right? So 2 a.m. and then I look at the book of Romans, chapter 5, 6, 7, 8, which is the main chapters, right? Main four chapters of the gospel. So I was blessed, and I pray that this sharing will be a blessing to you.
Amen.
Amen. These four chapters actually, it really speaks clearly about the gospel. What is the gospel? Okay, you look at these four chapters, all right? Okay, so if I can begin. The gospel in the book of Romans, chapter 5 to 8. Okay, chapter 5 can be summarized with two words, in Adam. Mm-hmm. Chapter 6 can be summarized in Christ. Chapter 7 can be summarized three words, in the flesh. Chapter 8, in the spirit. So those four chapters really speak adequately of the gospel, what gospel is all about. And perhaps not only the gospel, but it speaks of our life, our journey with God. Okay? So I pray that this will be a blessing to you. Are you ready, saints?
Amen.
Okay, let's try to get this in your mind now. Let's go back. When I say chapter 5, you say in Adam. 6, in Christ. Ready? All right. Romans chapter 5.
In Adam.
Romans chapter 6.
In Christ.
Romans chapter 7.
In the flesh.
Romans chapter 8.
In the spirit.
Good. So, actually, we all go through chapter 5 to chapter 8. We all go through this. Okay? All right. So, let's go one by one. Okay? All right. Ready? Let's go to chapter 5 then. Romans chapter 5 can be summarized as in Adam. Now, we are the descendants of Adam. Right? Raise your hand if you are not from Adam. Maybe some of you think you believe in the Big Bang. Oh, here I am. I'm not from Adam. I just came to exist. No, we're from Adam. Adam is the ancestor. That's how we began. The humanity began with Adam, right? But we know Adam committed sin. He ate the wrong tree, wrong apple. Instead of eating the tree of life, he ate the tree of knowledge and good and evil. So, he committed sin, and the death has entered into him. The enemy, the devil, has entered into him. And since then, all his descendants has become sinner. So we are from Adam. We're all in Adam. Were before. Not anymore. But this chapter 5 talks about we were all in Adam. Okay? So chapter 5 verse 12 can summarize the chapter 5. Let's look at this now together. Ready? Begin. Amen. So through one man, sin entered into the world. Who's this one man? He's talking about first Adam. Okay? Now we know Jesus Christ is the second Adam. He's the last Adam. Second Adam or last Adam. Okay? This Adam, the first Adam, is a sinner. He disobeyed God and he became the enemy of God. Now we were all descendants in first Adam. So this Adam, man, sin entered into the whole world. One man sinned, but the whole world sinned. How about that? So this is what happened. The whole world corrupt because of this one man. So we are all in Adam. We're all corrupt. We're all sinners. We're all condemned. We're all just. But praise the Lord, second Adam or last Adam came to visit this earth. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God became man. And he came in the form of Adam. In the form of flesh. To destroy the flesh. To destroy the Adam. So he came as the last Adam, and when he was crucified on the cross, guess what? He finished the Adam. So we are in Christ means that we are no longer in Adam, but we are now in Christ. Therefore, we are not condemned anymore, but we have eternal life. And we have, well, we are a new creation. Okay, so this is chapter 5, in Adam. We're all in Adam, but through Christ now we are in Christ. Okay, in new life. Amen. So let's talk about chapter 6 now. Can you make it a little bit bigger? Can you see? Alright, chapter 6 is in Christ. Everybody say in Christ.
In Christ.
Now, whenever you read the Bible, pay close attention to those two words, in Christ. In the New Testament, why don't you have a habit of circling all those in Christ? In Christ. You will find hundreds of them. In Christ, in Christ. Everything is in Christ. Listen, if you are outside of Christ, you're condemned. If you are in Christ, you're saved. If you are outside of Christ, you're dark. You are in the darkness. If you are inside of Christ, you have a light. If you are outside of Christ, you are in the hatred. If you are inside of Christ, you have love. If you are outside of Christ, you have fear. But if you are inside of Christ, what? You have love. Amen? Outside of Christ, you're confused. You're anxious. But if you're in Christ, inside of Christ, you have peace. Praise the Lord. Okay. Although our circumstances may not be enjoyable, okay, many times, due to our health issue, finance issue, or job issue, or visa issue, or whatever issue you might have, and you may not be happy because of your circumstances, but if you are in Christ, it doesn't matter. Your situation, it doesn't matter. Your circumstances, it doesn't matter. Because you are in the Spirit. You are in Christ means you are in the Spirit, because Christ became the life-giving Spirit and He lives in my Spirit and I'm in the Spirit. Guess what? It doesn't matter. Nothing can take away the real joy that is in Christ.
Amen.
Nothing can take away the real peace that is in Christ.
Amen.
Nothing can take away the real power that we have in Christ. You see, we talked about the inner man, the importance of inner man, right? If our inner man is strengthened, we can indeed overcome the circumstances. Because our inner man is weak, when the circumstances changes and we are in the waves of, you know, the ups and downs, we always change, right? You know what I'm talking about? When you work in the factory and you get money, and you touch hundreds of manonjari, and you got lots of money on your hand, what would you do? You're so happy. Oh, I have money, so lots of money on my hand. You're so happy. Although you don't eat lunch, your stomach is full. You know what I'm talking about, right? No? You understand? But when you don't have money, you got zero balance in your bank, you don't have no money, you are so hungry. You're so hungry. Even if you eat something, you're still hungry. You know what I'm talking about? You see, people, our emotion changes all the time by our circumstances, by our situation, isn't it? But today, be comforted when you are in Christ. When you are in Christ, you will not be swayed. You will not be waved. You will not be changed by the circumstances. Praise the Lord. Okay, look at this now. So chapter 6 is all about in Christ. 6, 3, 4. Ready? Begin. Come on, church. One voice, clear, loud. This is the word of God. Living and active. Ready? Begin.
For our glory, O Lord, that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized.
Amen. we might walk in what? Newness of life. Newness of life. Okay. Today, two brothers were baptized. Huh? Are you ignorant that all of us who have been baptized into Christ? Now, all of us, almost all of us, we have been baptized into Christ, right? Raise your hand if you've been baptized. Raise your hand if you've been baptized. Almost all of you, right? You've been baptized. So if you're baptized, listen, you need to remember this. Bible says, are you ignorant? Means that we get ignorance, okay? We ignore, we forget many times of what the real baptism means. Baptism means that you have been baptized into His death. If you're baptized, you're dead with Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Then why is it, brother coming, brother talking? Why is it? Let's say you're baptized. You're baptized, right?
Yeah.
You're baptized. So according to this verse, you're dead with Christ. If I poke you. If I punch you hard.
Okay,
yeah. He's not reacting. He's a very nice person. But now you react. Okay. You're dead with Christ, but if I go like this.
Why? What are you?
He's just too nice. Do you understand? When your wife or your husband just poke you and then just nag you and bother you, you know? We get angry so easily. We get angry so easily, isn't it? Why? Because we are... Because we are living... We are human beings, huh? Because we are from Adam, right? But because of the ignorance of the fact that we forget, oh, we are baptized into His death. If somebody backbites you, listen, you don't have to get angry. You're dead with Christ.
Yeah.
You're in Christ.
Amen.
Do you understand? It will not affect you. Somebody backbites you and somebody did wrong things to you. Why you get angry? Because you are ignorant of the fact that you are in Christ.
Amen.
Do you understand this? Go back to Christ. Thank you, brother. Go back to Christ. Stay in Christ.
Amen.
Yeah? Oh, Lord Jesus. This is the secret, brothers. In Christ, okay? Not only you're dead with Christ, you're buried. You know what's buried? When a person dies, we what? Put in the coffin. We put the man in the coffin, and put the coffin, and we put it under the ground. Buried, right? Do you understand? You and I, we were buried with Christ. So if you get angry because of some silly things or little things, or big thing, doesn't matter. You know what? You need to say, not I, but Christ. You need to shout, not I, but Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. I am in Christ. This is what it means to be baptized. So every time you get angry, you got to go back to when you were baptized. Oh, I myself was terminated. This is a baptism pool here. Two brothers went into the water here. And they all loved it. They went inside the water. They felt fresh. Huh? The old man is dead already. Your old man is dead. Right? You understand? Your old man is dead. Adam is dead. We have new life in Christ. And that is our new identity. In Christ. Okay. Not only we were buried, but what is it? We were raised with Christ. Right? Raised with Christ. We are in the resurrection. We have a new life. Okay. Chapter 6, verse 10. Ready? Begin. For the death which he died to sin once for all. But the life which he lives to God. Okay. Key word, once for all. Once for all. Jesus died once, and that is enough.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should not crucify Jesus every day. No. He died once, and it is enough for all of us, for whole humanity, past, present, and future.
Amen.
It is all. It's enough. Once for all. Praise the Lord. Christ died, and we die. Christ died, I die. Say, come on. Christ died, I die.
Christ died, I die.
Say to somebody, Christ died, you die.
Christ died, you die.
Alright? Christ died, you died. Now don't get up from a cemetery. If you get up and you walk around, you scare people, right? You have to stay there. Only the new person should get up, amen?
Amen.
The old man should be buried and stay there. Stay on the cross. Stay on the cross. The anger comes and doubt comes and anxious comes. That's not you, right? That's old you, right? That's the old man. Crucified on the cross. Do you understand? Stay there. Stay in the as a buried. Okay, 6:11. So this is the key. Chapter 6 in Christ. This is the key verse. 6:11. I love this verse. Ready? Begin.
So also you return yourself to death to sin, but to live in Christ Jesus.
Wow, I love this verse, huh? So also you reckon. That's the key word. Reckon means count. You like money, right? You have money? Nobody have money? All poor here? In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of poverty. And go in the name of Jesus. And I release abundant blessings. Life and abundant life. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, if you go after the money, you get lost. You know, someone explained, money is like a wave. You know wave? So if you go after the money, the wave, you go further away. You lose money. But when you go after, you seek, you pursue Christ, money will follow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want money to follow you, or you want to follow money? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I share with his brothers, Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom. And his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
All means all. All means all. Don't interpret different way. All means all. Alright? All these things shall be added unto you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your health, your wife, your husband, your children, your job, whatever, all will be well in Christ.
Amen.
If you seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Kingdom is church. Righteousness is Christ. Christ in the church. Christ in the church is the priority in our life. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing else. Christ in the church is a reality. Everything else is a shadow. So, reckon, count, as if you count the money. When you count the money, you focus, don't you? When you count the money, let's say you count the 천원짜리, you know, 1,000 won, 천원짜리. You probably will count like this. Because it's not so important, because it's 천원, the value is 천원, $1. Let's say you count now 만원짜리, 10,000 won. You will not go like this, you go. Make sure you don't miscount. The two papers, it might be counted as one, right? Right? Let's say you count 5,000 won. 50,000 won. Let's say, right? You got 50,000 won? Huh? Who's rich here? Yeah, they say you count 50,000 won. What do you do?
You be careful.
Do you go like this?
No.
You go like this. You not count like this. You go.
Very slowly.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, right? You do that, right? Make sure this you're counting. So you stretch it. You stretch it a little bit. To see if it's a one or two. Stretch it and then go like this. Okay, it's one. Do you understand? That's the word. Reckon. Count. Count yourselves to be dead. To sin. You're baptized with Christ. Forget about sin because you're already dead. This sin is singular. It's not plural. It's talking about person. Later, you will read in chapter 7. This sin is actually person living in us. Who is this sin? It's the Satan. It's the enemy. Okay? But we are dead to Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not alive to Satan. No, we're dead to sin. Dead to Satan. But living to God. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ, you are living to God.
Amen.
You are dead to Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are separated from Satan. You are close and you are united with God.
Amen.
This is the miracle if you are in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Bible encourages us to count every day. Count, reckon every day as if you're counting 5만 원짜리, 50,000 won, or even 10표, 10만 원, $100. You are counting $100. You be like, you know, you be very careful and focus. Why? Because it's valuable, right? Your soul, your spirit is so valuable. Every day you need to count yourself. Oh, I am dead to sin, but alive to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 6:11. You have to type this and put on your refrigerator. All right, put this scripture on the refrigerator. Not your family picture only. Put the scriptures, bathroom, living room, wherever, and then memorize this scripture. And live by this scripture. Dwell upon this scripture. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so chapter 6 is all about this. Now let's go to chapter 7. Oh, okay. Now here's a more fun now. Not really fun, but here's a more conflict. Okay. So some of you might think like, oh, so I was in Adam, in sin, but then God transferred me from in Adam to in Christ. So I'm dead with Christ, I'm buried with Christ, and I have new life. Praise the Lord, I have a new life. But then, what happened? There's still a problem. Right? Is there a problem with the Christians, believers, children of God? Yes. Do you think once you become a Christian that everything will go fine? No. There's a problem. And the biggest problem is not outside of us. Biggest problem is inside of us. Actually, it's part of us. What is that? It's called flesh. This is a terrible thing. This is a big problem now. Flesh. You know, when God created Adam and Eve in Genesis 1, there was no flesh. God did not create flesh. What happened? When Adam was created, there was a body. It was a beautiful, perfect body. And the body was meant to live forever. 1,000 years, hundreds of thousands of years. They were meant to live forever. Do you understand? But then when sin came in, that sin, singular, is a person. The spirit of Satan has entered. The words of Satan has entered, right? To Adam, because Adam accepted the words of Satan. So when that the sin has entered, what happened? Body became
flesh.
So flesh is talking about Satan. All right, flesh equals Satan, the devil. All right, you and I, we all have flesh, desires of the flesh. Now, brothers and sisters, let's be honest: is desires of the flesh strong or weak?
Strong.
The brothers, be careful when you are alone with sister, woman. Be careful. You need to be like Joseph. Run away. Don't say, I'm a macho guy. My faith is big. I pray 3 hours a day. I fast, you know, 10 times or whatever. So I'm a Superman. Don't worry, I can take care, Brother Paul. You don't know what you're talking about. There is no exception. Okay? Like Joseph, when you face temptation, you will run. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You run because you're not scared of, but it's because it's dirty. Right? You run. So, listen, this lust of the flesh, desires of the flesh, pleasures of the flesh is so strong. And it's there. Still within us. Still part of us. So there's a big problem. In Christ, in Adam to in Christ, but we still have in the flesh. There's a problem. That's why we cannot help ourselves but to call, oh, Lord Jesus. So how can we deal with this? Okay, Apostle Paul had the same problem like us. He was a man. So, 7, 18, 19. Let's read this, okay? Let's read this. Ready? Begin.
For I know that nothing in me, that is my flesh, nothing good dwells.
For I do not do the good which I will, but the evil which I do not will, I practice.
Yeah, so I know. You have to know. Everybody, saint, you know? Do you know or you don't know? Do you know or you don't know? First, we have to know what? That in my flesh, nothing good dwells. Say it. In my flesh, nothing good dwells. Come on.
In my flesh, nothing good dwells.
Talk to your brother. In your flesh, nothing good dwells. In your flesh, nothing good dwells. All right? You have to know. Hello? You have to know. Okay? Some of you, you are working out, you big muscles, you know. Oh, my flesh looks good. Oh, I'm proud of it. No, nothing good dwells in there. As you grow older, your flesh is decaying. Don't trust your flesh. Okay, so nothing good dwells, and the things I don't want to do, the sin, that's what I keep doing it. That's what I'm practicing it. So, chapter 7, verse 20, sin that dwells in me, evil is present with me in the flesh. So flesh means sin, sin means evil, evil means sin, evil means flesh. Do you understand? All these are synonyms. Sin, evil, flesh. Flesh, sin, evil. So flesh is our enemy. Everybody say, flesh is my enemy.
Flesh is my enemy.
Talk to your brother. You are not my enemy. But my flesh is my enemy. You're not my enemy, but my flesh is my enemy. Do you understand? That's your greatest enemy. Okay, let's go on now. So, 7:24-25. Let's read it. So, Apostle Paul is saying, oh, rich man, how rich man that I am. Rich man that I am. Who will deliver me from the body of this death? Who will? Nobody. On this planet, nobody can deliver you from this sin of death. This law of sin and death. This flesh, no one can deliver you, right? But 25, we have verse 25. Praise the Lord. This is good news. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Okay, so there is a solution. What is the solution? Next. Chapter 8.
Amen.
Chapter 8 is the solution.
Amen.
Okay, listen. Solution to chapter 5 is chapter 6. Solution to chapter 7 is chapter 8. So, Romans chapter 5 to 8 is really the pair. Right? 5 and 6, 7 and 8. So, what is the solution? Chapter 8. What is it? In the Spirit. Everyone say, in the Spirit.
In the Spirit.
If you get this, you have just hit the jackpot. Jackpot. $3 million jackpot. If you understand this, in the Spirit. If you don't understand, you will wander around in the desert forever. And you will die as a wanderer. You will not experience Christ so abundantly, richly. Because everything has to do with in the Spirit. Lord Jesus. This is in the Spirit by the indwelling Christ. Okay, where is Christ now? Is it Christ on the cross? Is it Christ where? In heaven?
Yes.
Where is Christ? Yes, he's in heaven. Yeah. But where is Christ now? He dwells in us. Yes. Right? In our spirit. Now, he is an indwelling Christ. Indwelling Spirit. Everybody say indwelling Spirit.
Indwelling Spirit.
That's right. Jesus became the life-giving Spirit, right? That Spirit is indwelling now, indwelling person. So, Spirit, indwelling Spirit, all right? He lives in you, not just passing through, but He lives in you. Remember, you are not alone. There's another person is living in you. Amen. His name is the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Indwelling Spirit.
Amen.
Okay, so chapter 8 is the solution for chapter 7. Who rescued me from the sin of death? Oh, chapter 8. The law of spirit of life.
Amen.
Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. Ready? Begin. There is now then no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we have no condemnation.
Amen.
Because you are in Christ.
Amen.
And you are in the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at this now. For the law of the Spirit of life. Oh, this is the key word. Memorize this. So memorize this. So when you pray, it will just come out automatically.
Amen.
You see, there, you have to learn. We have to learn. We have to learn the high vocabularies of the spiritual language. Do you understand? When you're in elementary, you learn elementary language, right? When you're in high school, college, graduate school. So we have to keep challenging ourselves to learn the graduate level. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah? So like even talking to God, man, living. What is God, man, living? You see? You have to be able to explain. So even this, the law of the spirit of life. What is this? Wow. It's very rich. The law of the spirit of life. Say it, say it.
The law of the spirit of life.
One more time.
The law of the spirit of life.
Talk to somebody. The law of the spirit of life has freed you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. First of all, the spirit of life is law. What is law? Law is a physical thing, right? In the physical realm, it's very, very strong, powerful, isn't it? In the physical realm, the law is called gravity. So if I drop this marker, what's going to happen? If I let go of this, what's going to happen? It's going to fall. Why is it going to fall? Why is it going to fall? Because of the law of gravity. Something is pulling the earth. The ground is pulling, right? It's called law of gravity. So if I drop this, it will fall. Everything will fall, no exception. Okay, no exception. I can try something else, different color. It will fall. Why? Law of gravity. So law of gravity. This law means it's natural. It's spontaneous, instantaneous. It's so easy. You don't need to try anything. You just drop, it will just drop. Do you understand? Do you understand? Likewise, the spirit of life is a law. And you don't need to try. You don't need to put your effort into it. When you have the spirit of life, it automatically works within you to bring you to the life. To bring you to the abundant life. Overflowing life. And it will free you up from the law of sin and death. If you just stay in the spirit, you will overcome the flesh. The only way to overcome the flesh is to stay in the spirit. Do you agree?
Amen.
Do you like that?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to a little bit more. Oh, we're almost done. Yeah, next. 11, okay, ready? Begin. And if the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who indwells you. Wow, look at this now. See, the spirit of life is, another word is the spirit of the one. The one. Everybody say, the one.
The one.
Who's the one? Jesus is the one. Amen.
Amen.
And he became the spirit. And he's full of spirit of life. So he gives life only through his spirit. God gives you life through his spirit. We call it a life-giving spirit. That's why it's life-giving spirit. That spirit is in you. It will give you life. Praise the Lord. Look at this. So, the spirit of the one is who raised Jesus from the dead. Why Jesus rose again from the dead? Because of the spirit of the one. Because of the spirit of life. Because of the spirit, Jesus rose again from the dead. Look at this. Look at this. You can be filled with the resurrection spirit.
Amen.
You can be filled with the resurrection power.
Amen.
If you have that indwelling spirit.
Amen.
Do you understand this?
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
It's an automatic thing. If you are in the spirit, okay, automatically you'll be set free from the law of sin and death. You'll be set free from anxieties. Fear. Huh? You'll be set free from all these worries of the world. You will. If you stay in the spirit. So how do you do that? How do you stay in the spirit? How do you activate your spirit? How do you exercise your spirit? We talk about this quite a lot here. How do you exercise your spirit? Well, you need to
pray.
You need to call on his name.
Amen.
There is no magic about this. You just need to exercise calling on the name of the Lord. Next week, I'll be sharing Romans 8:15, which talks about we cry, Abba, Father. So this is another way to exercise our spirit. This is another way to activate the spirit of life, spirit of the one, spirit of resurrection. We can activate it by calling Abba Father. Hallelujah. Bible says cry. Bible says, oh, the Holy Spirit himself is living in us. He's interceding, praying for us with such a groaning that is unutterable. With words we can explain, we cannot explain, but Holy Spirit is interceding for us with groaning. What's groaning? Groaning. This is the reason why when we call on the name of the Lord, we call it, oh! Now you understand. Now you understand. Yeah, we can call Lord Jesus. That's the name of the Lord, right? Lord Jesus. Everyone who calls on them, the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10. Everyone who confesses that Jesus is Lord, Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. So we call Lord Jesus, right? But we add the word all. What? To groan together with the Spirit. Because of this flesh that is still present with us, that is still here until Jesus comes back to glorify our body, it's going to be still there. We're going to have to deal with this flesh. So, oh, deal with the flesh and deal with the self. Deal with the natural constitution. Right? We have to do many dealings. That's why we need to call all. So we got to say, oh, Lord Jesus. Come on, everybody say, let's do it.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
No, you need to grow more. That is not grow.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
How about this?
Oh, Abba Father!
Oh, Abba Father!
Abba Father!
Abba Father!
Oh, Abba Father!
Oh, Abba Father!
2 days ago, I was driving and I just simply called Abba Father. Oh, Abba Father. And all of a sudden, I cried. And I felt so comforted, so encouraged, because there is God who is my Father.
Amen.
Who knows me so well.
Amen.
Who sees my tears.
Amen.
Who hears my prayer.
Amen.
Who knows everything about me.
Amen.
Oh, I'm glad there's a Father in heaven who knows me, who knows me by my name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think we gotta sing that song.
Yeah,
huh? There's some. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees.